Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast, where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
I am Grez.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots. This week, we're covering Episode 5 of Nickelodeon Robot Wars. AKA The Last Robot Wars Radical.
It's been a hell of a run.
And we start, as we mean to finish, with a mayhem.
Yep. From New York. Rigby.
No, it's not. It's a loner pot.
Yeah.
And it fights like it. It's yep. Apparently an axe bot.
Their opponent, Discotech.
This is the same team that made Flip Flop Fly.
Yeah?
Sorry, not Flip Flop Fly. What was it called? It was the robot that won 1 year in...
Robotica?
Robotica.
Flexi Flyer.
Flexi Flyer. I knew there was a fly in there.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as it came out, I was like, yeah, that's definitely him from Robotica.
It was either that or a Juggerbot, let's be honest.
Yeah. Sure as hell wasn't run amok, because that thing's unique.
It's... Let's cut that joke off before it runs away from us.
No! There it goes. And from Florida, the Revolutionist.
The full body spinner rides again.
Mm.
And as with most situations where if the Revolutionist actually works, it is incredibly, incredibly dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It is incredibly, incredibly dangerous, and it rips the pair of them apart.
Yep. I mean, it gets, like, one good shot on the back of Discotech, and, again, Discotech just freewheels, so I think it got the kill switch.
Well, no, it didn't, because what then happened?
No?
So, Discotech is dead. They then put it onto the floor flipper, which wakes it up.
That's right, yeah,
and
sorry, I was reading...
really angry and goes, I'm going to get the Revolutionist, even though I'm out of the fight.
Yeah, I was reading my notes there, and that's, I read it, it's like, oh, I got the kill switch.
And then it gets tagged by a Revolutionist again, and just the side of it explodes.
Oh, yeah. It's like the wheel
they
cover
lose
just
to
comes
the
completely off.
Twice!
Yeah, it was already counted out by that point, and then when it came back, it was like... oh, I'm going to get him. And it's like, oh, I should have just stayed dead, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
Like, there was less
cheaper.
Work that needs to be done.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah, and then Rigby, obviously, as we say, loner bot, so it gets treated like one and gets absolutely demolished.
Uh-huh.
And then it gets balls dropped on it.
To be fair, so does Discotech.
Yes, they both get put under the drop zone.
And then, yep, Robot Wars rubs their balls on their faces.
But the funniest thing is, like, when they're sitting next to each other, despite the fact both of them are dead, Rigby still fires a hammer shot and hits Discotech, and it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, this poor thing.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, at least it's all over now, bonk.
Yep. So... anywho.
So the Revolutionist has advanced to the ultimate mayhem,
uh-huh,
which is at the end of this show. So. If you're a big Revolutionist fan, you'll get to see him again in a little bit.
Now, I don't know. Now, I know that we've been accused of referencing wrestling too much. But do you remember the video game SmackDown 2 Know Your Role?
Yes. It was almost like the first thing wrestling related that I ever did.
And if you ever played the kind of, I don't know what you call it, a campaign season mode?
Mm-hmm.
If you played as like a self-made character, like a brand new character.
A creator wrestler, if you will.
Yes. One of the things that would happen in random episodes of Raw and SmackDown is that I know a creator wrestler villain would show up and just randomly attack someone backstage, and then you would end up fighting them.
Mm-hmm.
I get the sense of that watching what happens. Because at first they're going, oh, and we're going to have a match for the championship, the belt, the challenge belt, mm-hmm. only for suddenly Xylon to appear.
Lilu, 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 lilu.
And issue an open challenge!
Which was accepted by
Joker.
Indiana's own The Joker.
So we've got, if you put the best parts of these two robots together, you would maybe not go out in the gauntlet of Series 2?
Yeah. I think Xylon would have a hell of a lot better chance of in the gauntlet than the Joker probably would.
Oh. I don't know what happens to, because the worst part is, this match is like 2 minutes long. If mm-hmm. that, and that's including the entrances.
And nothing really happens.
Nothing happens at all. It's just one of those, and the bibbling about, and then suddenly, oh!
Joker rams arse first into Xylon, and then just freewheels and dies.
And then it gets trash dropped on it from the drop zone and floor flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back on to regularly scheduled programming.
Well, the thing is, like, at the end, like, they do show a shot of, like, the Joker team, and they look pissed.
I mean, to be fair, yeah.
Like, they went through the whole gambit, like, they got counted out, then they got attacked by the House Robots, then they got the drop zone, then they got floor flipped, and then they got pitted, and then they are, like, they're fuming.
And they even actually built their robot.
Yes. They didn't just get given one. So back to our regular scheduled programming of a championship match. Because the following contest is for the challenge belt. Introducing first, the challenger from California, Probophobia.
The Doctor of Flippinolics.
So, was that match with Probophobia and Dr. Spin?
The number one contenders match. I guess so.
His opponent, the reigning and defending challenge belt champion from Arizona, Tut Tut.
Which is still somehow, despite the fact that it is a Lonobot, the most dominant robot here.
Like, no one comes close. It's actually insane.
Because there's this also, so it's a very tense opening, and Probophobia is starting to get some good pushes on Tut-Tut. Tut-Tut hits one hammer blow, and I don't know if it hit the battery or something, because the second it hits, Probophobia is smoking.
smoking.
To the point where, now do you remember what I said earlier? Oh, it's really dumb. Probophobia was using its weapon to move.
Yep, and while it was getting counted out.
That now counts!
Yep, they've changed the rules, and so the rules don't matter.
Yep.
A lot like, whose line is it anyway? Yeah, because one point very early on, Probophobia had a chance to flip over Tut-Tut, and if it had flipped it over, that would have been it.
Yep.
But it missed that one shot, and yep, it got spiked for it. And yeah, then the drive is gone, so they start using the weapon, and they're like, oh no, like it's fine, the weapon could be used as mobility, and it's like, well, why didn't it in the last fight that it was in?
Yep.
Confusing. But yeah, it doesn't take long. Tut-Tut dispatches another challenger, the Roman Reigns of Robot Wars.
Whoa, wait. No, Tut-Tut fought 3 weeks in a row.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
If anything, Cody Rhodes, John Cena on the Robot Wars.
He's going to retire soon, and we could be rid of him.
Hey, at least it hasn't turned out he's like an insane egomaniac or a racist.
I mean, he is a bit of an egomaniac. Did you ever watch Total Divas?
At least he never turned up to his main event WrestleMania match 3 hours late.
Mm.
Anyway.
So, with that, Tut-Tut retires, I guess, the challenge belt champion, because this is the last time we see Tut-Tut.
Well, I mean, if he'd been in the Annihilator next week, it would have been one match, and everyone else said, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, half of the Annihilator next week is literally, what's the point?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm. Look forward to that. So we have our main event, the Ultimate Mayhem.
Yep.
So these are the three winners of the three previous three-ways, now going in a three-way to be the three-way champion. So we have, from Virginia, Vertigo. Or Vertigo.
It's a flip-a-bot in a battle with two it's made out of plexiglass or whatever it is, that clear substance that is famously not resilient to spinners. So it's going to be facing two of the most effective spinners in this championship.
Yep. His opponents from Colorado, Propeller Head.
Which is a full body spinner. If full body means a leaf spring.
Mm. It's not really full bodied, is it? And from Florida, the Revolutionist.
The ultimate full body spinner in American Robot Wars.
Exactly. That's what a full body spinner looks like.
And to be fair, this also fights like a full body spinner, in that it randomly breaks down before it can do anything worthwhile.
And just all of a sudden, the rules have changed again, and entanglement weapons are totally fine.
Uh-huh. Well, I think it's Season 7 that entanglement weapons actually became a thing.
Mm.
I think it was one of the rules changes, along with, like, the no purely defensive weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because it's so weird. Like, just the way that the rules are just constantly changing. It's so hard to keep track.
I mean, it doesn't really matter, because Revolutionist It bounces off RefBot and then just dies?
Yeah. RefBot took it out.
Yeah. So, with that being the case, we now have Leaf Spring Boy and Vertigo.
And Plastic Face.
And Shock Horror. The robot made out of plastic is absolutely no match. Oh.
Oh,
it's
actually
quite scary to watch.
It's quite grim.
Particularly because they start picking at the corpse.
They start playing with their food.
Yeah. I mean, normally I would say something about the gentleman's agreement, but it is kids.
I mean, I did actually put that in my notes. Like, somewhere Team Razor are raging.
That's what it is. Instead of a house robot rebellion, a Razor rebellion.
We just bring back all the robots that defeated them. So it's like Inquisitor and...
Yeah.
Agrobot, a pussycat.
Yeah. Tornado.
Tornado.
But make it funny. Make pussycat wear the stupid cage. So, anyway, I am very proud of this last line, and it's the only thing that I can be proud of, the fact that I'm discussing anything else in this series. Revolutionist becomes Air Fail One.
Nice. Let's go.
So, yeah.
If we were to title these with, like, funny little quips and stuff that we said in the show, that would be the name of this episode.
Yeah. So, congratulations to Propellerhead. It is the champion of the three-way dance belt.
Yeah, but they do win a trophy.
We'll be back. Hello, this is Alan and Grizz from the future.
Not much has changed, but we live underwater now.
Yes. Now, you might have noticed the title of this episode is actually two episodes of Robot Wars Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
This is because the Annihilator...
broke us.
So short. It is so bad, and absolutely nothing happens for 25 minutes that we refuse to have this be a single episode on its own.
Mm-hmm. It broke us, essentially. Like, we recorded the episode, and then we were just like, let's just stick this on the end of the last episode, because nobody's really going to want to click on this and just hear us two depressed as all hell. So, you're getting a double dip episode.
Congratulations. Now, look forward to us losing our minds.
Yes.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAxe. I'm Alan.
I'm Grizz.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robot as we discuss Nickelodeon Robot Wars Annihilator.
Look how they massacred your boy, Alan.
How can you get an Annihilator so bad?
Remember when we started doing Annihilators, you said this is like your favorite concept?
Yes, I love Annihilators.
So when I heard... that we were going to have an Annihilator, I thought, oh, brilliant. Like, Alan's going to be so happy. Then I watched it and went, Alan might, you know, consider harming himself or something.
No! I want to harm these robots. I could beat half of them.
Yeah.
Not like me, like, building a robot to be... No, me with a stick could beat most of these robots.
Mm-hmm. Like, with a baseball bat. Like,
yeah,
I think...
I would just go without weapons, just grab one of their weapons and rip it out.
Yeah, because it's so flimsy that it just falls out anyway.
So, anyway, should we go... that's the other thing. It's a five-way annihilator.
Yep.
Because they've only got 24 minutes.
And obviously you have the absolute cream of the crop for
like
this.
You know, Tut-Tut or The Revolutionist or Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah,
I
mean, even Tyrannobot.
You could make, out of five robots here, you could actually make a decent annihilator. Mm-hmm. It's not like they've not had five semi-competent robots.
Hell, even the Joker I would accept in this.
Yeah.
So, we have the Phenomenal Five. From Massachusetts, Bunny Attack. From Massachusetts, Techno Trousers. From Virginia, Hannibal. From California, Peacemaker. And from New York, Basenji.
So, we do have some robots here that actually do merit discussion. Bunny Attack, we've talked about before. It's silly Hammerbot. Techno Trousers is that really weird spear-shooting robot, which at least it's nice to look at.
Mm.
Peacemaker is...
tiny.
It's a tiny robot with two swords as the weapon. And it's
and in a completely different weight class.
Yeah, it's just...
this is the cunning plan of Nickelodeon Robot Wars.
Yeah. And, I mean, it does have weapons, but I couldn't tell you what any of them actually... if they actually cause damage.
Well, they're so small you can't see.
Yep.
We get into the first. The first fight, all five of them going at it. And you would think, in a five-way with five robots, there'd be interesting stuff to talk about. Because at least there's something happening. Well, you'd be wrong.
Right. I will give credit... Basenji is trying its hardest. Oh, we forgot to mention Hannibal, which I don't think we've seen before. It is a forklift robot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Basenji is trying really hard to make something happen. And then, randomly out of nowhere, Techno Trousers just drops dead.
Yep, I mean, what a shock.
So, that's the end of the first match. At
yeah.
this point, I actually think we might do this episode as just... this episode and episode 6 just as one episode, because this isn't going to take long.
No. Because the thing with this is... You look at the editing, and you can clearly tell... that this was a bad match, because I think there was just as much shots of the drivers and the crowd as there was of actual action in the arena.
Yeah. This is bad.
So, Trousers is out. What a fucking shock. Bunny Attack, Hannibal, Peacemaker, and Basenji. So, they all go back into the arena. A whole lot of nothing again happens. The pit gets opened, and Basenji throws itself down the pit.
Yeah. So, just to get it straight, the robot that is your, like,
The one that you were
interesting.
just, yeah, the one you were just kind of hyping up slightly throws
Oh,
itself
to be
down the
fair,
pit.
that does happen a lot in Annihilators. It's like the first robot turns up and is really impressive in the first round, and then everyone else just goes, "Oh boy, we need to take that one out."
But the thing was, it wasn't even taken out by anybody else. It took itself out.
Yeah.
So we move on to round three. Bunny Attack, Hannibal, Peacemaker. And then once again, Bunny Attack gets stuck on the CO2 grill pit
Yeah.
thingy.
The thing that's not the flame pit anymore.
Yeah. We'll stop going over there. But it gets pushed off by Shunt, so it gets saved.
After losing its hammer, after losing its carrot, it just. Yeah.
There's nothing to talk about here.
Bunny Attack is saved by the fact that Peacemaker is just not there.
It just never did anything. Like,
Yeah.
it was like. This match, like, it was like, see when you have like three brothers, like say two are roughly the same age and one of them is significantly younger,
Yeah.
like that's kind of what this felt like. It's like the two big brothers are like having like a play wrestle or something like that, and then the
They're
wee brother,
roughhousing.
yeah, roughhousing, but then the other little kid tries to come in but isn't really doing anything, and then it's like just shunned away. But the Peacemaker does not advance to the next round by, I mean, let's face it, it didn't even look as if it was in the arena most of the time, and then you just kind of look up and go, oh wait, oh, there's actually three robots in there. There is.
So we are actually at the point where the main event of this match, with a robot that has survived 3 hours, is Bunny Attack.
Yep.
Bunny Attack, which has a sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
And basically what happens is Hannibal goes, okay, now that I've let, because it's clear Hannibal was dominating the previous fight as well, because Hannibal is actually competently built and driven. It feeds Bunny Attack to Shunt. It then gets eaten by Dead Metal. And even though Shunt triggers the pit, it goes to the judges somehow. I think it was maybe a minute of actual match.
Yep. Man. Yeah, like, this is supposed to be the best two out of the five.
Just to make this clear, we have just covered this episode in 10 minutes. The shortest episode we have ever done of Rise of the Robots is 20 minutes to the second.
And this one just eclipsed it by half of that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've said this quite a lot over the past, like, this mostly the American Robot Wars. Like, when there's nothing to talk about, when nothing happens and there's nothing to talk about, there's just nothing to talk about. Like, we could sit here and hoopla for another 5 minutes to maybe try and extend the time, but what is the point?
Hey, Chris, do you want some good news though?
Always.
We'd never ever have to watch any American version of Robot Wars ever again.
Oh yeah. See, if I ever feel the notion to go back and watch some old Robot Wars, these ones will not be, in my mind.
Yeah.
So I almost kind of want to erase the fact that I've seen these.
Well, on the plus side, if you want to see kids competing in a competition of quality and dynamics and actual intrigue, then next week will be the start of something that does serve you well. Because we will be covering Series 4, the final season of Techno Games.
Yay!
This is how bad you've hurt us, American Robot Wars. We're coming to Techno Games for an improvement in mechanics.
Yes. So, robots built out of elastic bands and bottles. And we're genuinely more looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I honestly just feel so defeated from this. Hannibal wins. Hannibal gets a trophy. And
gets a belt.
So, like, this was, like, up here one and done for Hannibal. He says that we hadn't seen him before. And we... Yes, you're right, has a belt. And we've never seen him again. He walks away with a championship belt to call his own.
I mean, to be fair, it wouldn't be an annihilator if it wasn't a weird robot that wins.
True.
Here's an amazing fact. They still have the belt in 2022.
Really?
Yeah.
I want it. Someone give me it.
No.
Yes. And Tornado has more than one. Give me one of those.
We'll be
Techno
back
Games
next week.
We'll see you next week. Let's go.